Okay. Good afternoon. This is the Design Commission, and I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff who are here today. They are, I'm terrible with names, Hillary Adams and Kara Fioravanti. Everyone should wear name tags. That's the rule from here on out. Commission members, members of the commission here today are Jeff Simpson, David Work, the vice chair, Tad Savinar, Jane Hansen, and myself, Gwen Milius, the chair. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. Type 3. For Type 3 reviews, the following procedure is required. 1. Public testimony can only address the applicable approval criteria or other criteria in the comprehensive plan or land use regulations which the person believes apply to the decision. The applicable approval criteria are set forth in the Portland Zoning Code and are more specifically identified in the staff report. The staff will identify the applicable approval criteria as part of the staff report. 2. Prior to the close of this hearing, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence or testimony. If such a request is made, the commission will either grant a continuance or hold the record open to provide an opportunity to submit additional evidence and an opportunity to respond to that new evidence. 3. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals based on that issue. 4. Failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to give the commission an opportunity to respond to the issues precludes an action for damages in circuit court under Oregon Revised Statute 197.796. The commission's decision on this case is final unless appealed to city council within 14 days of the decision. If the decision is not appealed, it must be recorded with a Multnomah County recorder. Specific instructions will be provided with the notice of the commission's action. This hearing is recorded, and all speakers need to sit at the front table and give their name and mailing address before speaking. The following procedures will be used for each case. 1. Staff will show slides of the site surrounding area and present a report that will include the applicant's proposal, identify the applicable approval criteria, and include information on letters received on the request, findings, and a recommendation on the request. 2. Applicant will present the report. That's a 20-minute presentation. 3. Public testimony will be received in favor of the proposal. I have the option of imposing a time limit, and I will today. It's 3 minutes long. 4. Public testimony will be received in opposition to the proposal. Again, a 3-minute time limit. 5. The applicant will then be given an opportunity to rebut the testimony of the opponents. 6. Public testimony will be closed. 7. If any party requests an opportunity to submit additional evidence, the record will be held open 7 days to allow time to submit additional evidence. The record will be held open an additional 7 days to allow parties to submit evidence responding to the new evidence. 8. After the record is closed to all other parties, the applicant will have an additional 7 days to submit final written arguments without additional evidence. 9. After the record is closed to all parties, commission members will discuss and vote on the request. In the case of a tie vote on any motion, that motion will fail. 10. If the commission's decision amends or overturns the Bureau of Development Services staff report, the adoption of new or revised findings will be required. At the time of its decision, the commission will announce when the revised findings will be considered. No additional testimony will be taken, but interested parties may attend. The first case today is not going to follow this procedure very closely because we have already actually talked about this case, voted on this case, and closed it. And we are going to open the record, review some evidence that had been submitted and not properly included in the record, and then vote on the case again. So that case is LU 13-139762 DZMAD, also known as Block 15. Hillary was our planner on it. The applicant was John Maddows of Bora Architects, and this is the site bounded by Overton, Northrop, 10th Avenue, and 11th Avenue in Northwest Portland. Hillary, do you want to give us any particulars on this case?
I just want to thank you all for being here, especially Jane.
Okay.
And just let you know that this is public testimony that was overlooked before it was talked about. So it's now in front of you, as well as an image of the building, and on the back is also a graphic of the height modification because height was discussed in the comments.
Okay. So you have the letter before you if you want a chance to review it real quickly.
And the staff report still stands.
Right. The staff report is still intact.
I
Okay. So, well, read and considered. Have second to consider the letter. Okay. Is there any discussion of the letter, its contents? Any reason to believe why I would change a vote for those of us that were there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great. Then, sorry.
We should see if anybody in the audience
sure.
wants to make comments.
Is there anyone here who would like to testify on Block 15? So the record is open. Okay. I don't see any clamor to get up there and testify, so I will close the record and ask that Commissioner Kaiser restate his motion and amendment, which I understand has been written down for you because I'm sure you haven't retained it.
Yes. I make a motion. Mm-hmm. That sounds very familiar. To accept the staff report, except do not apply modifications B, C, and D, as well as add a friendly amendment.
Can you change modifications to condition?
I make a motion to accept the staff report, except do not apply conditions A, B, C, and D, as well as add a friendly amendment to allow the applicant to explore the art and attention to it at the 11th and 10th Avenue side. And we, I think we all spoke, it wouldn't be acceptable to come back with a bicycle graphic. So that's the motion.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion? Okay. All in favor? And Paige, can you call the roll for the commissioners who are supposed to vote?
Ben Kaiser?
Aye.
David
Work? Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Commissioner Hanson, for being here for that brief bit of business today.